Definitely, aye. We worked hard and felt as if we created a lot of chances. And there's a lot of ability. I said it before when I first came. There's a lot of ability in the changing room. And it's just all of us working together, and hopefully we can get up that league and get some results soon.
There just seems to be something, doesn't there? I mean, in each of the last couple of games, for different reasons, I suppose it's worked for Barnsley this weekend because you got the late equaliser, but a late show against Wednesday, a late show against Ipswich, something's just not quite right somewhere.
I mean, we had bad luck against Ipswich. Well, maybe Jim, his own admission, maybe could have cleared the ball off the line, but the second goal against Ipswich was a massive deflection. So sometimes you just can't do anything about them. And people probably, like you've asked that question, they'll try and pick wee bits out of maybe it's a psychological thing, but it's not that at all. Sometimes it's just be a bit of bad luck, and hopefully that will change this week.
I suppose, in terms of the psychology of it, there are plenty of players within this squad from sort of years of the last few years who know what it's like to get out of this situation, don't they? So I suppose it would be strong at this stage, and the no fear of the situation you're in right now.
There doesn't seem to be a lot of fear in there. All the boys seem really positive because I think they're confident in the squad and confident in the staff. So every day is they're positive to get out this. Obviously, we need to start picking up results very, very soon. And no better game to go and do that against Wigan tomorrow night.
Big match for you on Saturday, wasn't it, against Doncaster Rovers? We've just been talking off air. I didn't realise quite how close you were to the penalty incident, so give us your take on it.
Well, the ref's he's kind of fouled me in a way. He's nudged into me. He's spun me around. So then, when I've nudged him out the way, I've pushed him back, and he's then facing that way. I've then ran into the Doncaster player, James Husband, not knowing who was around me, and so thankfully I shoved him to face the wrong way.
So got away with one there, but unfortunately Barnsley had one chalked off down the other end. Did you get any explanation as why?
No, I put the corner in, and then I thought, I started celebrating a bit. I thought, there's nothing wrong with that. The boys in the middle were the exact same. Doncaster players never even appealed for anything at all. So it was a baffling decision. But I mean, it's kind of evened out in a way with the decision there that gave him. And I think in the end, a draw was probably a fair result, if I'm being honest.
What about you then? Playing regularly again, how pleasing is that?
It's good. It's good. I mean, obviously, you'd known that I'd went back to Doncaster last month and I'd got a run of games there, and just couldn't sort anything out until the end of the season. And I'm delighted. I felt for a while now I need a fresh start. I had a lot of injury problems there the last couple of years, and it's just really good to be around a new kind of place. And although I loved it there, and obviously not so much the last couple of years due to injury, but it's just good to be at a new club and a really good club. With some really good lads and good staff, it's good. I'm really excited about it.
Because it was a succession of things with you, wasn't it? Is all that behind you now? Is there a full stop to it, or is it something that's just going to need monitoring for the rest of your playing career?
No, it's a full stop to it, thankfully. Got to the bottom of it about close to a year ago now, and it's just. I just wish that I'd went and seen the guy. It's a guy in Warwick initially I went and seen called Stefan Volz, who's a Belgian guy who is to do with the Milan Lab, and he got to the bottom of it near enough straight away, and I was just like, why didn't I stumble across you about 2 years ago? But now I'm just thankful I've seen him, and he's kept me on top of things, and he's made a few changes that he just says it'll stand me in good stead now for the rest of my playing career.
So was it that lucky, I suppose? Was it research? How did the meeting, if you like, how did you know about him? How did he find out about you?
Well, there was a couple of lads that went into Doncaster, Danny Weber, who really struggled with any injury. And he was saying, there's only one guy that can get me back playing for these short spaces of time. And it was Stefan. Mark Wilson spoke to me about it. But if you look online at Milan Lab, I mean, you got like some ridiculous testimonies for like Clarence Seedorf, Beckham, like just massive, like who obviously they've had the best kind of treatment. So you've got to listen to them kind of guys when you read online what they're saying about it. But Stefan just he just said within 10 minutes I was playing leaning a stone to my right side. So no wonder I kept putting down my muscular injuries. My full body was out of line, so my pelvis was out of line. So it just took kind of realignment, which was nothing to him, but he's got kind of trained eye for that type thing. But it's, as I said, wish I met him a couple of years ago, but I'm just delighted to kind of have a second chance back in my career and at a really good club and whatnot. I'm just really looking forward to grasping.
It's extraordinary, isn't it, that something that you've probably grown up doing and not realised, if you were playing that way all the time through school and into the junior teams and everything like that, and then all of a sudden in your mid-early 20s, then it becomes a problem.
It wasn't like that, to be fair. It was my own vanity that got in the way at the time. I got my teeth done, and as strange as it sounds, when I got my teeth done, I got veneers, and it kind of set me offline because my jaw shape changed when I got my teeth done. So my jaw shape changed, right, which changes the way that it all goes down. Like, it's just very strange. And when somebody said it to me to start with, I was like, you're daft or what? But I wear now, that's why I'm wearing a ridiculous gum shield, which I can't speak right with. And when I play games and I train, all the boys are looking at me going, what are you even saying? But I'm wearing this gum shield, and it just sets me back in line. It keeps my pelvis in line as well. It just brings my bite back to where it should be. So it's just, it's mental, like, how, and obviously my leg length, I had a different leg length as well. So you just put insoles in your trainers as well. So it's just, I mean, a lot of footballers do that, to be fair. Played against big Chris Brown, that's one of my good mates. He's got a gum shield in now, he went to the same guy. Brownie was struggling a lot with injuries, and he's probably had his best year to date in his career. So it's just, it's mental, like, how it's worked out. But I mean, the 2 years are really grateful that we've gotten to with Stefan, and hopefully we can keep going. He just says it's only the start of it. You only start feeling better and better and better. So just really looking forward to it.
Right. So now you're here, and plenty to look forward to the future then with Barnsley, presumably long term.
Hopefully, aye. It's up to myself, and depends how well I do when I'm here, and depends what the club come up with if it ever comes to that. So it's something that I'm just delighted that, I mean, as I said before, great club, great lads, fans. I mean, the turnout of the weekend at the Doncaster game was, I mean, they rammed out the wee bit of trouble and stuff, and it's good to be at a good club, and as I said, great lads and good staff. So I'm really looking forward to the future, and hopefully I can kind of be here, as I said, for a few years, because I was at Doncaster for 6.5 years. So I do like to kind of stay at clubs for a long period of time, because just when you're settled and stuff. So looking forward to it.
Now you need to start getting points on a board. Performances are there. How big a challenge will it be at Wigan tomorrow?
Big challenge, yeah. They're a really good footballing team, and I think you just started seeing now they're slowly climbing the league. They've got another couple of games in hand, I think, but they're a good team and a good footballing team. The result of the weekend against Cardiff, and it wasn't that too much of a shock for people, because obviously they just came down last season, and I think the shock for people at the minute is just that they ain't higher in the league, because they were kind of my favourites for them. QPR were my favourites to go up, to bounce straight back. But they'll start climbing the league, I've no doubt. But we've got to go there with no fear, because we've got a lot of good players, and we can go and we can be a good footballing side as well. And it's a game in a nice environment, nice pitch, and something that I think a lot of our boys will thrive upon.
Do you think they've suffered a little because of European fixtures and playing all over on a Thursday and then having to deal with their games on Sundays?
Yeah, I'd say so. Because, I mean, you can't, because of the financial fair play now, they can't have a massive squad to deal with all that. So I'd say you're right there. It's obviously took its toll in some way. So, but as I said, I think they'll start slowly climbing the league, but just not Tuesday, hopefully.
You're in the midst of a run of fixtures, and Doncaster was one of those. I suppose Wigan are the difference to that, in that the other teams you're going to face across this run have actually got relegation issues themselves. to those other teams, should you get something at Wigan, that'd be quite a statement from Barnsley.
Definitely, definitely, aye. And that's something that we've got to go and do. I mean, we've got two games in hand ourselves on a couple of teams that are just outside the relegation. So if we make these points work, I mean, it's something, as you said before, this club's used to kind of battling down the bottom of the league in the last few years and getting survival. So hopefully we can go and put some pressure on the ones above. We're winning these two games in hand because, as you said, we're used to kind of dealing with that pressure. And I was used to it kind of at Doncaster in the way as well, fighting. We had a lot of kind of relegation scraps as well. So I think we'll be all right.